This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here with today's program is Pastor Paul. Okay, Pastor Paul Esposito here from Island Community Church. Oh, it is so great to be back on the radio. I've missed you guys. I've missed being on the radio. And I am so grateful to God that WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time, is back on the airwave. So tell a friend that we're back on again here, 6:30 a.m. WMIE and 5:30 in the afternoon, as well as 6:30 a.m. WWBC, and as well at 5:30 in the afternoons on 1510 a.m. and the three FM stations, 94.7, 99.9, 100.7, south end of Brevard County. You are tuned in to WGOD Radio. This is the radio ministry of Island Community Church. I'm no longer the station manager. I've retired the 1st of December and am focusing completely here as the full-time pastor. Hey, I'm only 59 years old, so I'm going to focus now on the church here. And the Lord is building our church, and my time is needed here full-time at the church. So, but I want to be back on the radio. We've missed broadcasting, and we are back here starting today. I'm going to let this opening play tomorrow as well. Maybe you've tuned in. It's Tuesday. Tell a friend that WGOD Radio is back on the air. So, okay, some more about this ministry. Our church is at 1000 North Banana River Drive. If you like this program, if you like what you hear here on the radio, I invite you to midweek Bible study Wednesday night, 6 o'clock. Sunday morning, Sunday school. My associate pastor, Darren Solana, teaches that. That is from 9:30 to 10:15. The service starts 15 minutes after that, around 10:30 or 10:35. Once again, we're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. This is Island Community Church. God is just growing this church and blessing this church abundantly. I invite you to come by and visit sometime. You'll be cordially, you are invited, and you'll be warmly welcomed here by this awesome church family. Okay, we're going to pick up pretty close to where we left off. I've been preaching through the book of Ephesians, verse by verse, and I just wrapped it up here just yesterday. So there's about two sermons left in this. Here today, Monday and Tuesday, this sermon is entitled, Let's Walk. And it's following the commandment to walk. As we're in Ephesians, that's what he's going to talk about. Walking in the light. Paul always talked about walking. We walk by faith, not by sight. So that's what we're looking at here. We're in Ephesians chapter 5. This will play Monday and Tuesday. For more info, you can call me. The number here, my number, 321-482-1709. That's my personal cell phone number. You can call me anytime. I'd love to talk to you. Again, 321-482-1709. Okay, let's get into the word. Let's walk. We are in Ephesians chapter 5. Okay, good. There we go. So good to be back. You know, I realize this is my first sermon of the year. Hard to believe. This is my first one, too. The anniversary, actually, today of 10 years as pastor of Island Community Church. Praise God.
My wife came home with a bunch of flowers last week, and they ended up being for me. So thank you very much. I was very appreciative. So now, moving forward here in this excellent book, we're in the book of Ephesians. We started the do's and don'ts in my last sermon, and that's where we're going to pick it up here. Let's turn in our Bibles, though these are on the handout as well, but we are in Ephesians chapter 5. Okay, here we go. Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma or savor. Let's pray before we go any further. Lord, we praise you in the house here today. Lord, we ask for your blessings here on this message. Give us all ears to hear, and give us the ability and the power to do what you say here. Sometimes or all the time, we need your help. We can't do these things alone. We need your help. Lead us, guide us by your Holy Spirit, and give us the strength to make you proud with these things that we do in our lives. Bless us now. Be with us now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay. What a command this is. Right off the bat, he says, be imitators of God. How on earth can we do that? I mean, I thought as a saxophone player, imitating Charlie Parker on my saxophone was difficult. Or try to imitate the great guitar player, Jeff Beck. Good luck trying to do that. These guys are the closest thing to perfect, and now I'm commanded to imitate God? I have a hard enough time imitating mortals. The rest of that verse was, imitate God, or therefore be ye imitators of God as dear children. So we're to imitate God the same way that maybe your daughters used to imitate you. Remember back in the day? Did they wear your shoes, perhaps? You ever walk in your... All the girls here, you ever walk in your mother's shoes before? Put makeup on to be silly? Or your father's? Do your sons imitate you? Now, I know Mark's son last week caught 2 touchdown passes at a game down the street. You must have been awful proud of him for that. Does your son imitate you? Stop the game. I forgot his interception. Well, heavens to Murgatroyd. Interception, too. So that's one way to imitate God, as dear children, the way you would imitate your parents or your kids do you. During my original ordination, some 22 and a 12th years ago, I used this verse for my message. 1 Corinthians, because I found out I had to actually give a message or a sermon to these guys scrutinizing me. And as a new minister, this is what I felt. This was the verse I used, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1. Paul said, imitate me as I imitate Christ. What a responsibility on a minister, huh? Imitate me. That's biblical. Paul said, do what I do. You guys, imitate me. That's what he said. So that's one way to imitate God. Here's another. Think about it. Who or what is God? What or who should I be like? Number one, God is love. Jesus said, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you. You want to be imitators of God? Start there. We read that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. We read and we know that God is holy. So if you're commanded to imitate God, then you need to love what God loves, and you need to hate what God hates. You need to love one another. You need to be holy. And that's how you can imitate him. These are the shoes that you guys step into. Oh, they're not that big. They're only God's shoes. Here's a few more. God is absolute truth. Imitate him. His truth goes marching on. Make his truth your truth. There's only one truth, and it's his. There's not two. If it's new, it's not true. And if it's true, it certainly isn't new. Always believe and follow after the truth. Paul said, let God be true and every man a liar. God is merciful. Go and do likewise. God is faithful. So let's work on these for starters. How's that, church? There's plenty to keep us busy. What do you think? Be imitators of God as dear children. All right, so there's a few on our to-do list, followed by now what not to do. Verse 3. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you, as it is fitting for saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather the giving of thanks. Wow, all these things are lost on us today. What do you think? Us as a society. Number one, he said, fornication. Greek word, porneia. That is any kind of sexual activity outside of marriage. Number two, uncleanness. That's moral uncleanness or lewdness. Again, sexual reference, again, same as the first one. Church, we're not going to skip over these this morning. Just 30 seconds ago, we read, imitate God as dear children, didn't we? That's not going to happen if you're not walking with him. Paul said, walk in the Spirit and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Walk with God. That's always the answer. Number three, covetousness. Pleonexia, greed. Pleo in Greek means more. Echo means to have or to hold. Then he says, don't even talk about these things. You see, you've missed what the word church means. The word church, ekklesia, it means called out ones. Called out of sin, church. God said, Paul repeated, come out from among them and be ye separate, and touch not what is unclean, and I will receive you. That's what the word church means. You've missed it if you don't get that. That's what we are. We have been called out of sin, and we're now walking with him. Covetousness. Don't even talk about these things, he said. You know, this junk's all over my TV set. I've got men kissing men on every channel on my TV now. And the next verse, we can understand why he gives us such a dire warning. He says, for this you know, well, at least you know it now. And Jesus said, now that you know it, you don't have any excuse for not doing it, right? For this you know, that no fornicator or unclean person nor covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Now you got to be stuck with inheriting from your Uncle Clem and Aunt Betty. But cross God off that list of inheritance. And he says, for this, you know, like this is like the elementary principles of Christ we learned this morning. At least you know this, that if no fornicator, unclean person, or covetous man who is an idolater has any inheritance. Now, if you notice, he hit those big three once again in order that we just looked at. If you refuse to give one of these up, then you're just like the rich young ruler we read about. The rich young ruler is the guy that did all of this stuff right. Right, 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 right. And Jesus, with these steely eyes, can peel back the mask and say, oh, you forgot that. You forgot that, friend. Give that up and come. And what does it say? Down go the shoulders. Hunchback of Notre Dame. You know, when the Word of God turns you into the Hunchback of Notre Dame, you got a problem here. And that's what he does. He peers into our soul and he knows. That's why he says so many things. There's one thing you lack. He told that man, go. Give everything that you have, give it away, and come and follow me. And you'll have treasures beyond belief. Next guy he ran into, he didn't even say anything to him. And he said, Lord, I'll give away half of what I have, and I'll right everyone four times that I did wrong before. Are you unwilling to change? When Jesus looks at you and applies pressure with his thumb on that just one thing. One thing you lack. Stop doing that up and give that up to God and you'll be fine and you'll have treasures in heaven. Quite a chapter, isn't it? Anyhow, he doesn't want us to talk or joke about it. Because habitual creatures that we are, once we talk about it, something clicks on the inside, and then you got that twitch. You're Igor with a broken neck. Right? You guys ever seen The Son of Frankenstein? Remember? Igor? You see, Paul said, I was alive once without the law, but when the commandment came, sin revived, and I turned into Bela Lugosi. You see, he says, don't talk about it, because you are a flawed person, and if you talk about it, you're going to fall. Just like when my dad said to me, son, do not touch this lighter. Then he went inside. And I pulled a Moses. I looked that way and this. Stuck that lighter in that socket in that little MG my dad had. And I purled it out. I pulled it, and it was all swirly red and glowing. And I said, how cool is that? And I put my, you heard, and you smelled searing flesh. And I let out a horrible, and I had that Tom Thumb on me. Must have been until I was 15 years old. It was like 9 years that lasted on. But I was fine until my dad said, don't do that. And that's why Paul says, don't even talk about it. Because when you talk about it, then the twitch comes. And then, you know, just like God said, you see all these trees out here, you can eat anything off of any, except that tree right there. Don't touch that one. You would have been fine if God didn't. Now, once God says it, don't touch that tree, out comes the Bela Lugosi neck.
And it just...
You can't help it because you're flawed. Paul, again, he says, I was alive without the law. But when the commandment came, and the commandment is, don't do that. Then sin revived, and I died. For sin, he goes on, verse 11, I'm in Romans 7, 11. For sin, take an occasion by the commandment. Sin is Satan's pal, and it rents space on the inside of your head. Sin, is it time for Jimmy Stewart? An angel must have got his wings. I bet you that's the last time that happens. Oh, look, Daddy. An angel got his wings. But sin, taking an occasion by the commandment, deceived me. And by it, it killed me. So he says, don't even talk about it. Don't talk about it. Don't deceive yourself. Don't think that you are immune from talking about it. If you have a problem with drinking and your friend is in a bar in trouble, don't say, oh, go into the bar and rescue my friend. Don't even talk about it. You stay out of it. Just like Peter. Peter said, Lord, when Jesus said, one of you is going to stumble and betray me. Peter said, I don't care if all of these other people fall. I'll never fall. And this here is the second way to give place to the devil. 2 weeks ago, I told you anger was the first way. Remember, being filled with rage, Satan uses your anger. Here's the second one, pride. Pride. After Peter said what he said, I'll never do that, that bold statement of his I just read to you, Satan is recorded as making this request of Jesus. Luke 22, 31, the Lord says, Simon, Simon, Satan has demanded permission for you that he may sift you as wheat. I can hear him now, can't you? Give him to me. Or something like that, right? For some reason, Peter's pride triggered a reaction out here in the world that Satan took great interest in. Once again, verses 5, 6, and 7. For this you know, that no fornicator or unclean person or a covetous man, that is, you're all hung up with somebody else's stuff as a lifestyle, not just saying, oh, gee, I wish I had Jim's boat. That's not going to send you to hell. Huh? No one of these persons who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Then he says this, let no one deceive you by empty words. Meaning, he expects you to disagree with that. Let no one deceive you by empty or vain words. And that your response would be, nah, don't listen to that guy. Don't believe that muck. That's what they said about Paul. They said he was a bald-headed Jew. Sorry, Jenny. With a hooked nose and a bald head. Because they hated his guts for his message. He says, don't let anyone deceive you by any means. Nah, don't believe any of that. Times have changed. People marry their cats now in England. Pay no attention to that junk. Live, eat, take thine ease. He's saying, don't be deceived by empty words. Again, verse 6, let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, that is, not heeding these warnings that he's given us, because of these things, the wrath of God comes on the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be partakers with them. You see, again, you know, God says, come out from among them and be separate. But you say, I still want to do this, 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 and this. He's saying you can't do that anymore. Come out from among them. Come out of this sinful world. Jesus is walking this way. And he says, to walk in the light as he is in the light. I'll tell you what, he's coming back for those that are walking this way. In the light. And not in the darkness. Because that's not you. You are not a son of disobedience. I remember that phrase in chapter 2. It says, you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once used to walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, that's the devil, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. Do you see that? Do you see that's what's driving these people to do these things? The spirit that now works in the sons of disobedience. This is a demonic thing, friend. God says, come out from among them and be separate. Don't be like this world. Change your channel on the TV when you see a man kissing the man on a TV set. Turn it off or change the channel. Because this stuff will infect you. This stuff will infect you. That's why it says, do not be friends with the world. Do not love the world, nor the things that are in the world. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of God. It's of the world. And the world and its lusts are passing away, he says.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Be with us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
No turning back. No turning back. I walked the world afar, built up a thousand walls to try and hide away. I searched to find my soul, a journey far from home, lost in a life I'd made. And I've been running circles, living for the moment. I know I ran so far, was acting kind of crazy, coming up with empty. Felt like I lost my heart. Now I found a life that is clearer than the deep blue sky. It's true, you were right there. I can see it in the days gone by. I see you in the days gone by. Your promise never left my side. I know sometimes I try to give up, still you caught me when I fell from high.
You took my fragile faith and didn't hesitate.